I have been raising up a people who are learning to lay hold of faith and understanding without relenting, without turning loose, gaining a mindset of miracles, gaining an understanding of who I am and who they are in me. The power which I will be able to release in notable ways will be sustained in no other way than through a people of faith and understanding who know and understand my love. The enemy's plan is always to come and to shake my people loose of their faith and to confuse their understanding. But I have given my people a teacher who leads each step of the way. And I have given my people a way to build themselves up on their most holy faith to find who they are in me. All my leadings are on the pathways of fellowship, and I have been wooing and inviting my revivalists into an intimate closeness, into much deeper places in fellowship with me. Concerning the sense of urgency, it is a now or never sense of urgency, and my spirit shaking has come, and many are receiving the awakening needed. We are soon approaching the hour when I will be pouring out in a noticeable way, a way that cannot be ignored. I look for the willing and not the perfect, because perfecting is ongoing, purging is continuing, and I am gathering to me those who are bending their knee, having a yes in the heart to my call for prayer and a focus on me as never before. I am gathering those whose hearts are leaning into a new closeness in me. I am gathering an army being perfected by the grace that is found in fellowship with me. Soon is the hour of my spirit's power, and it is time to be pressing. Pressing into spiritual things, and that means pressing into more of the closeness to be had in me. Many are receiving the call to lay aside the extracurriculars that take up the time they know is to be given to me, so that those things of the flesh that make it hard to press into me can be put into the grave. And life can truly become about life in fellowship with me. I am speaking words of love, words of wooing, words that call my beloved ones aside to me. It is through obedience to my wooing, my callings, that my army will stand tall in the plan of true sonship in me. Follow me all the way into the inheritance that you are meant to have in me. Being a people intimate with me, following my desires and my leadings. The places in me I'm calling you into, these are the places where I am bringing the changes each one seeks. I bring forth the changes. All I need from my beloved is to come and rest. Come and seek. Come and spend time with me. That is all that I need to bring forth the changes and impart what is only received from me. Run into the place in me where I am calling you to be. It is a place of intimacy and closeness, the place of my plans, my order, and the success that only comes from your fellowship with me. I invite and welcome each one who comes. Come just as you are. That is all I need. You are all I need. You are loved. You are loved indeed.